This is the Life Songs Blogcast. Hey, I'm Josh, and here's my blog, Notification. Ding! Elena, your phone dinged. Who's texting you? Me. No one. It's another notification for Black Friday sales. True story. That was my life beginning on November 1st. Was that your experience as well? On my phone, in every one of my email inboxes, and in the actual mail, a constant stream of advertising. And some of the deals looked good. Like to the point where I would argue with myself that it would be poor stewardship to not buy things I don't really need. As a lifelong fan of Christmas, I wrestle with the commercialization of the season. I love buying presents for people. It's one of my favorite love languages, and I love getting new stuff. But stuff has a big impact on my heart, personally. It can quickly become an idol in my life, something of greater importance than God's kingdom. When my focus shifts to stuff I want, it is not on who I need. So what do I do? It's Christmas in America, and there are giant flat-screen televisions for like $100. How do I lock my attention on God's greatest gift in a world distracting me with dings and toys and 75% off sales? Well, I start with this passage of Scripture. It's Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. Merry Christmas.